This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Tuesday, September 20th, 2016. This is Michael Longi reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Bill Belichick had no patience for the media at his morning press conference on Tuesday, deflecting several questions about injured quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Among other things, Belichick said, quote, "I'm a football coach, I'm not a doctor. The medical staff is the medical staff. I coach the team. The medical people handle the injuries. They don't call plays. I don't do surgeries. We have a great deal there. It works out good," end quote. When the Garoppolo questions continued after that, Belichick began to lose his patience, saying in part, quote, "A player's personal situation, his health, always comes first. That's not a football decision. That's a medical decision. Football decisions are based on what's best for the football team. That's what we've always done around here, and that's what we'll always do as long as I'm here. It will never change. We'll always do what's best for the football team. That's what it's all driven by. Let me put it a different way. I'm the coach. I do what's best for the football team. I don't know why we can't understand that," end quote. As far as news on Garoppolo's status is concerned, reports are that he was at the facility on Monday and Tuesday, but did not practice on Tuesday. And the most recent news was tweeted out by ESPN's Ed Werder on Tuesday morning, when he said that, quote, "The Patriots are still believe there is a chance that Jimmy Garoppolo can tolerate the pain of AC joint sprain and start versus the Texans," end quote. Wide receiver Danny Amendola told reporters on Tuesday that he ate cereal with Garoppolo at the facility on Monday, saying, quote, "He's a competitor, so he'll do whatever he can around the clock to get ready for this week. He's a tough kid and he's Italian, so don't count him out," end quote. As of 4 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon, the Patriots had not made any moves to add a veteran quarterback to the roster. Meanwhile, the Houston Texans are preparing for the possibility of both quarterbacks to play on Thursday night. Not only that, Texans head coach Bill O'Brien said they must prepare for tight end Rob Gronkowski as well, saying, quote, "To me, we have to get ready for Jimmy, we have to get ready for Jacoby, and we have to get ready for Gronkowski. We just need to do a really good job of being really focused over the next 3 days here. There may not be a lot of physical work, but there'll be a lot of mental work," end quote. O'Brien also praised both quarterbacks' performances so far this season, saying, quote, "Garoppolo's two games against Arizona and Miami were very impressive. This guy is a really good quarterback, smart, quick release, accurate, can run, tough guy. When Jacoby went in there, I thought he handled the game really well. Good poise. We will continue to study, we'll work hard, just like they're working hard, and try to do the best we can to put together a good game plan," end quote. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter, at CLNSRadio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSFans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Mike Alongi with Patriots News Feed.